Let's start. I'd like to do
March 6th.
Okay. Vayikra El Moshe. Vayidab Hashem, he tells him about Korbonos. If you look in the Ramban, in his preface, right there, HaSefer Hazeh, Toras Kohanim Levim. This is the Ramban. Right? It's Toras Kohanim and Levim. Yivur bo inyanei ha-korbonis kulon u-mishmeres ha-mishkon. He's going to tell you about the korbonis and the watching of the mishkon. Ki kasho yesefer echot binyan ha-golus, because Shmos was about golus and geula mimenu, and the redemption from it. Vishlimu, and we became, and it finished redemption, binyan ha-omoid, kovet Hashem ha-shamolis ha-mishkon. But he didn't tell us what to do there yet. But that has nothing to do with the Geula. So it's not in Sefer Shemos. It's a separate book called Toras Kohanim that we have here in Vayikra. For whatever reason, we don't always piece the whole Torah together as one unit. And really from the middle of Parshas Yisro till the end of Parshas Baloscha in Bamidbar, they're sitting by Har Sinai. They didn't go anywhere. There's no travel. There's no nothing. They only travel at the middle of Baloscha, and then when they start to travel, they skip 38 years. So we have to see the whole picture. So it's the Gula, Maimed Har Sinai. They were standing there. The Egel, Mishkan, with the one like Rashi or the Ramban, right? Korbanis, the whole sequence, Sobet Saras and everything. And then in Baloscha, all of a sudden he says, okay, now it's time to go. Good. Now, the question is, what is this Inyan called Korbanis? And this is a very, very big sugya. We're going to see three basic mahalchim. Two of them have difficulties with them. We're going to try and explain each one in its proper way. So the first thing is the Ramban. So Ramban starts the following. As you see, it's marked Ola. Right? The next page. Ola. So what is he saying? L'shem Ola, Isha Yashem, Isha. Kishiyachtenu, when you do the Shechita, Yeshuchet L'shem Ha'esh. Do it for the sake. V'chalisha loshen eish nichuach nachas ruach lefonai. It brings me pleasure. Shamarti, I told you to do it. V'naaseh ritzoni. What's the nachas ruach? You did what I told you to do. Right? So now he says here, but v'lo pirish harav ma'u l'shem eish. What does that mean, l'shem eish? Now go down. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Nine lines down. Vihine, because of Azer, in this pasuk it tells Tam Harkobonis, Shehein Isherech Nechoch Hashem. That's it. But he doesn't tell us what does that mean. V'ama Harav B'mora Nevuch. The Rambam writes, Ki Tam Harkobonis Ba'avur Shamitzriim vaKazdim, Ashahoyu Yisrael Gorim v'Toshvim be'Artzam Eolam. They that the Jews lived with the Kazdim and with them, all these people, they Meolam Ayovdim leBaka v'Latzom. They worshipped the Baka and Tzom, the sheep and the cattle. Ki Amitzriim Ovdim leTle, as we know, they worshipped the sheep. They saw in the animals. Right? Till today in India, they don't shecht bakar. Bavur can't see why. Bavur can't see lishchotel ashloshemini. Therefore, they were commanded to do, the Bnei Yisrael were commanded to do these things. V'shem ha'nichbod for Hashem, k'dei sh'yodah k'adova sh'yuchoshim, k'ein b'tachlis ha'veira, because that which you think is the biggest ha'veira, hu ha'shikril boru. Ubo yitzchap ra'avonos, and you'll get the avacha kapora, k'ikein yisrap munos baros, shem midra nefesh, and that's how you're going to heal the soul. K'ichom ha'dvei b'chol cholilo yisrap ha'kim ba'ofchon. Right? You always go with the opposite. Medical terms and everything, it's always do the opposite. Eilu dvarav uvem eruch. V'hinei heim divrei avoy. They are worthless words. Yirab u'shev ha'godu v'kushurab al-nikla yatsa shulchan Hashem migoyel she'en ha'rak la'utzim libam she'vashoyim v'tib she'olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made such big things called Kabbanis just so that we're not going to be like these Goyim. V'kosev omakim lachem yishirech nechoyach. V'gam kilufi shetu osu shtusam shom mitzrayim lo sisrabam achlom zeh. But not only that, you made him make a big thing about it. How in the world could you even think such a thing? Right? That's the Ramban. And the Ramban obviously doesn't appreciate it. Now if you go to the top, and I'm at the next page, V'arav maskir, show you makrivim l'levona b'choroshek chodcheyem l'shemesh, they used to worship to the moon and the sun, v'yosef tisrapa macha b'chilotzim heyem, Well, Shulosalem, Muguna Beinayem, Binei Noach, Bitseso Mina Teva. Noach, when he came out of the Teva, Im Shlochabonov, Ein Bolum Kazdi, there was no Kazdim yet. O Mitzri, there was no Mitzrayim yet. Yet they brought Karbonis. Vayita Beine Hashem, Oma, Vayorach Hashem Asrechan Nicholach. So how could you possibly tell me all of that? V'hevel, go back even more, v'hevel, hey, v'gam u'mi b'choros tzono u'michal b'yem. Right? V'yosh Hashem al hevel v'amin chosu. V'lo yadayim ba'olam shem esavod is gonna g'lilam klal. There was no avod azari yet. U'bil ha'mama, shivas ha'mizbeich hozorachti v'al par v'al mizbeich. V'inay to'at alisho v'meno ha'munis roles v'ol nistava b'kak. Right, so well, there's so many of these kashas. Avalosa kein l'kirva elo l'kim k'desh yochalo v'adibur. Now he starts. V'loshana korboni shal korboni lachmi yishai reich nichochi. V'cholila shalo yehei shum toeles v'rotzom that chasu sholom to say there's no purpose just to stay away from avodah zarah. That's very difficult. Because why? You got a enigma. Okay, so what does he say? Let's go a little further. Go down two lines. When a person does something wrong, so what should be the Yizrak Adam al Mizbeach, right? He'll sprinkle the blood. Keneged Domo. Person will think, my blood should be on the Mizbeah. Instead of my blood, the animal's blood. B'nafsho k'day she'yachshav adam basosu kolela kichoto leilokov. He sinned to the Rabbeinu Shom b'gufo b'nafsho. V'ralo she'yishlach b'don yishpach domo. They should spill his blood. V'yisarav gufo lula chesed abore. If it wasn't for the chesed of Hashem, his soul should be on that mizbeach. But he took it tomorrow, the keeper of korban hazeh, and this korban is a kapara, she'edomo tachas domo, nefesh tachas nefesh, rashi avarim ha'korban, can I get his? And all of them are a replacement. Now, there's also a big kasha here. This is all good on the korbanis when you sinned. What about all the korbanis that are brought when you didn't sin? But this time, this reason doesn't fly. So there's a kasha here also. So he says, V'korban atomid, v'avu shalo yinotzlu harabim mechidot tamid. A hidden reason.
No
one should be able to be cholek to say there are many different parts to Hashem. There's one, and you're bringing karbonis, and not only that, it's a korban of chesed, of rachamim, and that's why all these other names of Hashem are not there. And therefore, that's the parshas karbonis. That's what he says. You go down a little bit down. He said to him, that's what Tchilas Torah Konim, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Ko Mokam Shner Makarbon, Emor Biyud, Hey, Shalolita in Pischon Pele, Apakursim Lardos, Eilu Dvorav Zalve, Emes, Kipashis, Akabonis Loinema, Lokel, Vlolakim, Avamotsonu Velesa Olu Lashem Lekecha, and that's the Lechem that you're bringing, and therefore it's Kulei Chesed. Now, what is the whole thing? It's because you're bringing this Ishel Hashem, and it brings you close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because of what he said, it's a replacement of you. Now, we have, of course, this problem. What are you going to do with other Karbonis? Right? Karbon Todah, Karbon, all of these. We have a problem. So there's a problem that we have on the Rambam, and there's a problem on the Rambam. Now we have a Medrash. Medrash says, Reb Pinchas b'shem Reb Levi Oma. Moshel, what's it a Moshel? Leben Melech, Shigas Libo Olov. It's a Moshel for the Ben Melech. V'ho yolomad lecho bosin nevelis sutreifis. He learned to eat all these meat and all of it. Amar Melech Zeyeh Toder Al Shulchani Umeatzmu Hunodur Kach. Look at this language. That what? All of that will be on my, this Nevelus and Treifus, that will be on my Shulchan. Lefisho Yisrael Lo Atim Acha Avodis Kocham B'Mitzrayim. They were going after all the Avodis Zoros. Vo Yemeviyim Korbanayim Lasirim. They will bring their Korbanis. Those korbanos that you would have brought to them, makrivim lefonai, bring it b'choleis korbanosem ba'omoid, bring it into the omoid, v'im nisroim in nifroshim, v'avodis kochavim, they'll be separated from the avodah zarah, v'im nitzulim, they're going to be saved, hadol d'chsev, ish ish mi beis yisro. Now tell me, does that sound word for word like Rambam? It's Mamish the Rambam. So now we see where the Rambam gets his Makor. So now the Kashis that the Ramban has is a strong Kashis, but it's you can see here the Makor of the Rambam is right here in this Medrash. You see it black and white. Now, if you turn, you see the Rambam himself. The Rambam, we need to understand it. This is the Rambam.
Just so that these were put in here.
Right?
I don't know who that is.
I don't know either, because the Torah needs our understanding too. Because it's not, the taiva is to be connected to Avodah Zarah.
Right.
Not the not bus.
To eat the meat.
Not the bus. Okay, so here now we have the Mor Nevuchim itself, the Rambam. So you see here, it writes, "Amitzus Ashikol Kolosim Akitzuva Aachas Asoreim," and he goes, he says it in the Sefer Korbonis, "Vonu Atanachil Laseis Tamei Aachas Aachas." I'm going to explain the Korbonis one by one, Kefi Asogotzenu, in our limited understanding. V'Ne'amak V'Baruch HaTorah Kefi Tirgum Unkelis Ki Akatovim Gvotim. So this is what the Ramban is quoting. Now let's go a little further, and we have to come back and understand, what does the Rambam really say? What is the Rambam saying? Is the Rambam saying that we need to do it? Chayin kol hayukitis tzva oivdim lashedim v'sovrim and held sheheim mizdamim b'tzuras ha'izim, that they like it. L'ficha yukorim es hashedim se'irim l'futza o shutazu arbe ma'od b'yimei mashabenu l'yizbechu oides v'chayim la'se'irim. You can't bring it to Lefichah, Yosem HaKitos, Gam Osem, Achilos HaIzim, Shechitas HaBosar, that's the Rafta, Rov of the Avodah Zarah, V'kulam Mechabdim Mesamin HaZem Od. Lefichah Chtimtza HaHodim Ad Zmanenu, in India, till today, Ezeh Einom Shochtim Mezabok HaKlau, V'afilu Be'eretz Shochtim Shaminei Balechayim, but they don't touch the Boker. The Baka they won't get near. Kedei limchos ikus hashkofas are built in the chonus alolu to stay away from them. So therefore you had to be makriv these things. Now the Ramban quoted this Rambam, and therefore he says the whole thing was to stay away from Avodah Zarah. That's how he said. Let's go and see a little bit further. We look in the Maral on the left side. Let's learn a few lines of Maral. Kimo, on the left hand side. Kimo shedvekes ha'olo b'mi shehu olu mimenu. These are words that the Maral uses all the time. The dvekes, the connection of the effect, is in the one that causes, all of the cause of his. That's why Hashem brings the Shechina. Because since Hashem is the cause, and there has to be a way that the effect can connect and recognize that it's the cause. Hashem commanded Bakrovis Akorbon Shiakrivu Lafonov Lavod Avodoso Yizborach. What's the purpose of the Korbonis? To worship him. As the first three letters of Korban say, to become Korab, as an Eved does Avoda to his master. Right? Ubaze yifne ha'olu l'olo, v'kasha atarot z'lamo re'ik ha'korbin, watch these words, ein inyan ha'korbin rak dover ze. This is what the korbin's all about. Ki kasha ha'olu Nimtza min ha'olo yizborach kein chov el aloso. When an effect realizes he is but that which the cause made, he will return to the cause. Ratzaloma, Kianim Tsoyem Elam Kiyim below all. There's no existence without the one who causes the existence. Ulafikoch Hakrovis Karbonus Elov Yizborach, Lefish Hu Yizborach, Olas Hakol is the cause of it all. They love Yosheva Kol, and everything comes back. V'nikra korban isha lachmi afki cholila lo meiladvarm. Shem doesn't have lechem. Shem doesn't need the eish. Raki o'odom im lo yochal yav yavishove lov ochal o yechosa. V'alechem ashlimo at she'enu chosadova. Bread is the sustenance. And when you said lechem, you realize that the lechem comes, ishe, comes from the one that causes it. You now realize that everything goes back to the cause. The chem bazeh shekolan nimtzoyim shovim elov. They all come back. Rotzaloma shakol efes zuloso. Everything is nothing without him, as we say in our davening. Ki madregis or mamuso in a yizborach hakol, the eino chose dova. Shem's not missing anything. Yala adash and imtoyim im dova zuloso. Don't think for a second that things in this world can be without him. Chas v'sholom yachse dova shem tzor zuloso. Avlein adova kach kichol animtoyim shov v'meilov. Bamitis mitziuso, v'chol animtzoyim efes zuloso, ulefichoch nitztav olol bakrovis hakorban. Why? Ki kasher mevi olov hakorban mimomon shelo. He buys his own korban, and then v'amomon kinyono, v'ushayich al adam, the money he thinks is his, but now he realizes he brings the korban, and the korban goes to Hashem. V'nechshev kasher meivil of korban mimomen shelo hashavas ha'ol ha'ola. You're bringing back to the cause of it. You're coming back to the source. U'mipnei shabomah shemtzoyim shovim elov. Hinei hu yizborach bilti chosed dover. Hashem is not missing. U'lepichoch nikra korvus ha'korban lechem ishe. Why? Ki lechem gam kein korim shenadover chosed. Because bread is the sustenance of man, it makes it, the man's not missing anything. The apagavsha after lo yikrav odom akorben ugam kein bilti chos chas v'shom kilo yitin lo odom davar zeu v'adayim b'nation nimtzarim kulum ba'atzmam hein kluyim bo. We give the korben not because Hashem needs them, but we have to keep them remembering that we're dependent on Him. Bukulam Efes Zuloso Veina Korbanazesh Shovalov Yizborach Osofa Klau. Or sure it's not because we're adding on, just we are Shov. We're coming back to the source. This is what the Maral, and he goes further and he says, if you go down in the second carbon, in the second line, in the second column, go down 2, 4, 6, 8. 10, 12 lines down. You got it? On the left side. Ulefichoch kolinyan akorbonis lohoros yashem yizborech yochid ba'olam ve'efezulaso v'lakach lo'itimtza b'chol akorbonis. You won't find the name Kel v'lo elokecho rakshem amiyuchad ki akorbonis k'mo she'em lohoros alachduso shekol nimtzem. Good. Now go down two more lines. Lepichach ha-sefer ha-shlishi min ha-torah medaber ba-korbus ha-korbonim korbon ha-korbin v'chol ha-dvar ma-shev tzorach l'kwanim ovde Hashem. Why? The Arba Svarim is a beautiful piece, he said. There are four basic books. That's connected to the four things that you find. The Dalai Pashas and Tefillin. The first one is connected to Kael HaGodol, because he created. That's what Bereshis is all about. And the Ovis. And then he goes down and he says, but there wasn't a nation in the world. till this Pru Urvu in Mitzrayim, and then you have now this Uma. That's what to look at the bottom line over there. Sefer Shmos Medaber Keneged Hagibor. So now you had a Kael Hagibor that he created it. Right? Lufichach Mitzayira Yoma, that you're going to have that. And then you have much lechem, and that's what you need for life. And then you have yira, and that's when it goes to all the different svarim. Now, let's think about it. Could it be that maybe the Rambam and the Ramban are going with the same type of thought system? Now, I'll say, what do you mean? The Rambam said it was Keneged Avodah Zarah. What did he mean it's Keneged Avodah Zarah? Did he mean because I'm really interested in being different than Avodah Zarah? Or am I really interested in connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and not making the mistake that the people who are even Avodah Zarah are doing? Which would therefore mean that he's going with the same type of thought, that the korban is really to connect to the Rabbeinu Shalom. And what's the purpose of it? So that he said is because the world may have any other desires in the world, and therefore we want to stay away from them. But what's the real tachlis of the korban? To be connected to Hashem, and not to fall into the mistakes that all of them have. So what was the question that the Ramban asked? But wait, about what about Hevel? What about all these people before that ever was Kazim Mitzrayim? Ain't a chalami, because everyone is interested to go back to the source of it. And therefore, as time went on and people got into Avodah Zarah, we were thinking maybe you would fall in also. HaKadosh Baruch Hu set a setting that you could be connected to the Yochid Meyuchid, and that you won't be falling in to Avodah Zarah. So this could be very much what the Ramban means. What did the Ramban say? What did Ramban said that when a person brings a carbon, what does he have to think? It all goes back.
Could be me.
Exactly what the morale is really saying. So the catch is that they ask on the Ramban, that was all by what? By Yuchatos. He's using the Chatos as an example. But really it means, every time I bring a carbon, I recognize that whatever I have all goes back. My dam is from Hashem. My being, Hashem. It's all back to Him. So then it could very well be that the Ramban and the Rambam are going with this type of thought that the Maral is talking about, that that's the foundation of the carbon, which would therefore take care of the kashas that we saw on. And that's how many svarim explain the Rambam and the Ramban. Now let's see another piece, and then I'm going to show you.
Hold on a second. So the Ramban didn't understand the Rambam that way because his lashon.
That's right. That's right. That's
he's
right.
Like
going crazy. He's mamish. That way, that I could trace from the go like the way on the Ramban too.
No, okay, but I'm just saying that.
Yeah.
I mean, it could be a good shot.
Yeah. Right. Right.
But that's
the Ramban. Ramban was going the way Porsche, the way he presented it.
Well, the Ramban knew the Medrash.
Yeah.
Right?
It's hard to go against that Medrash. Now, on the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, it says, Al Shlosh Shedvarim Ha'olam Omeid, Al HaTorah V'Al Avoda. So the Maral says on I marked it off for you. V'Gam Ha'avoda, on the next page, El Hashem Yizbarach, Gam avoda, El Hashem Yizbarach, Bishvil Zen Nivra Ha'olam, Lavod Hashem Yizbarach. Vize Omram Perg Bnei Yoir, Emolei Ma'amodis, Lo Niskayim Shemayim Vorit Shenema, Vayoma Avram, Ba'amo Eida Kirishena. This is an unbelievable Gemara. Am Avram, be careful with this Gemara. Am Avram, Lufne HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shema bona yil chotin, v'at osim lehem, you're going to do to them, ka'an shidor amabul, ka'an shidor afloga, amalo, love. No, I wouldn't do it. Amalo Avram said to him, Bamor Eida?
What kind of chutzpah?
Now that's the shah. There's a whole question I had to learn. Does Bamor Eida mean, how do I know you're telling me the truth? Mm-hmm. Or what should I do to be able to do this thing? Mm-hmm. That's a big question. What is Bamor Eida? Amalei, big discussion we showed him on the Chumash on the spot. Amalei, Choli Eglum Shuleshis, Vagomer. Well, Amalei, Avram said, you tell me, bring the Karbonis, that'll keep you in space. Amalei, Tainach, that's all good, Bizman, Shebesim Migdishkayim. But Bizman, Shebesim Migdishkayim, Mate Aleim, Amalei, look at this line, Kvatikanti Leim, Seder Karbonis. Bizman Shekorim Bahem, when you read the order of Karbonis, Mala Ni Aleim, Ki Ilu Hikrivu Karbon. Va'ani mocha lahem. Strong words. Elamai, what are all the shuls worried about? Because they're worried a lot. Good, right? The only ones that say it ever said. Ashkenazim don't say it.
What kabbalists mean in the morning?
About it. You really hard stick kabbalists. Elamai, these are Ramah. Why don't they say in Kelokeinu? Why does it that Ashkenazim and Chutzlart don't say in Kelokeinu? Because it says, V'mchisa achas mikol samaneho chayimisa. So, right? Nusuk Svad and the Svadim are not worried because they'll be able to say all of it. Those Ashkenazi guys who are in a big rush to get the word, so they're worried about them. They're going to skip something. Amameyla! Chose achas mikol samaneho. So therefore they don't say it. So Mamele, you probably have to say that shot before davening too. In Karbonis. In Stom. Down the Kavtschus. It does. Steak, yeah. So then if you skipped one of the Samaneo in the Keteris.
Keteris in the beginning.
And that's what we say. What do you say at the end? Why do you say it at the end? Yeah. They didn't bring Keteris at the end of Shachris.
Right.
Because the Sfarim tell us, because if you, Keteris is a sweet smell, and it makes what you do more accepted by the Rabbein Shalom. So we bring Keteris at the beginning of our davening, we bring Keteris at the end of the davening, so that it's all surrounded by this beautiful smell to be accepted by Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's what I say. But Chisach is because someone else is bad news. So. Shabbos, you could say it.
Shabbos, how come the yeshivas don't say it?
Look, it's mistamed with this shah. Well, mistamed, people came early and they say it. Dan called them a kapschus. Vada, they come early and they say it.
Shtickle purim, tiger going on.
What? This is real.
The yeshivas don't say it. They go to work.
What did you say? Purim Torah?
Okay.
Right. Ubir zeh. The yeshiva like will come early. And they said it before. So you have to stay in shul again? They said it before.
You mean minyan here is at 8?
7:30.
No. You said the yeshiva guys come early, so minyan here must be at 8. Because 7:30, the base measures is empty.
Because they're saying it outside when they put on their No?
It must be.
Ubirze!
You're definitely getting ready for Purim.
Ubirze!
Speaking of which, you saw that.
Avraham Yedeya, one more. Avraham Yedeya, ki olam lo nivra, elo b'shvil HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shnema kopol Hashem l'manayu. Kein royu l'shem dova, shi elo mitzias, ki mashehu El Hashem Yisborach Ad Shakol Tzorech Gavoah. Everything has to relate back to that point that we understand that all that we do, that which we breathe and that which we walk and that which we talk, it's all from Hashem, and that we do it for the sake of Him. If you think it was for you, then you can separated. Ramah shuvichvod Hashem avdo haribuzeu lumanayu. And that's what it means, al ha'avoda. Kimash ovdim al Hashem yizbarach, because that which we serve to Hashem, bezeho olam hu el Hashem, ve'ein olam dover la'atzmo. So when we really serve Him with our tefillah, with all we do, so then we realize it's His world. Sheyom echas v'shalom, yesh metziyas zulas Hashem, ki ein elo evet shum metziyas mitzad atzmo, we are avodim, we have nothing except for what the Rav tells us, v'chol ha'meshamesh l'zuloso, ein olav shem b'vnei atzmo. V'fichach, avodu amud Hashem. Good. Okay? Now, so therefore this is the moral. There was a very big Baal Mekubal, very big Baal Mekubal, who was Rebbe Liachshu's grandfather, wrote many Svarim, but one of the Svarim was called Leshem, Baal Leshem. So one of the things that he wrote was not only in Kabbalah, but other things that are more non-Kabbalah. So he has a piece over here about food and about eating, long arichas. So I just want to show you a little bit of what he wrote here. On the left-hand column, he writes a whole thing about everything that comes out. There's all that's in the Gufa Odom, and the Odom is this miniature world, and everything is in the world, it is there. Now, in the left-hand column, right in the middle, the line starts, ki. Yeah. Right? Ki hare e efshar she yitayr napsho. You can't purify. Elaraka she sovre umchale esazuamo shalodavka. The only way you can purify is to burn and destroy the zuama. The tmeya, the poison. Vinei kol zehu b'chol ha-karbonis, asher ha-heim al-chet. Omnam, that's goodbye then. Hinei oso ha-inyin atzma u-bemes, gam kein b'chol karbonis kulam. In all the karbonis, hein b'karbonis chova, vein b'karbonis nedava. Hinei yesh b'chulo oso ha-inyin gam kein. Why? What caused this poison is all because of achatoyim, the animalistic part of our being. When you bring them to Rabbanu Shom, hine eisha mizbeach soreif, the fire of the mizbeach burns the tumah out, umechalosam, and it wipes it out. Therefore, it weakens all of the poison of the tumah, the ra, the tias oretz, shelo lavo lidechay. So you won't come to chet. That has to do with all karbonis. Whether it's because I sinned or because I want to be closer, the only way I can do it is to destroy zuama and destroy the gufni and become closer. V'ukarev ledivrei Arambam Zal. And that's really in source what the Rambam meant. Ba'asher tam ha-karbonis u'mitam ha-chokes avodah zorah k'noda. Right? That he said, you got to stay away from avodah zorah. V'ikshu al devar of harbei. They ask many other questions. U'befrat me od marishin shigam u'ikriv korban. Ayin moro chele gimel. Right? The Rambam. U'va'akedah. V'ot kama m'for shi'atar. Ha-chalpi devarainam. Devarainu. Einam rechokim divrei emma Rambam mea emes. Keim lemayit es hara l'tar es ha'olo mea zuamo. Va'akor ben shikr vod marishin o yigam kein. Rak ach echet And therefore you didn't need it. Why? Because you were so connected to the Rabbeinu Shlomo. Now you did something that caused you to be far away. So now we had to bring you back in. Which is similar to what this Maral keeps telling us. So we're back to this idea. Okay, so if you want that, I'll just start for you. If you want to look on your own a little bit further, he goes to what the Inyan of Kadbolin says, and how it works. Now there is a sefer written by Rabbeinu Yonah besides Shari Tshuva. And that's called Shari Avodah. In my house, in my study, I have Aleph on the wall. I speak about it very often. And somebody came to one of the shiurim I gave, took it and made it very fancy. And one of my son-in-laws had it framed. Rabbeinu Yonah writes in Shari, in Aleph, Shari Avodah, he writes unbelievable words about how a person has to understand Milas Atzmo, who he is and who he comes from, and how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves him, and how dear he is to Hashem, and that a person has to constantly think about it and grow in this inyan. And if you do, every day will be closer to Hashem. But if Chas V'Sholem you don't do it, and Chas V'Sholem you don't think about it, you're on your way to doing terrible chatoyim because you don't realize how much Hashem really loves you. Not really an unbelievable minion. So in this Shari Avoda, he has the following thing. Let's go through this, and then we're going to see some Yonam Amporim. Let's see. V'kasha hoya mistakel, hoya misalel, umisgaber rav, lalos, uliskashe, ba'olam aruchni, devekes gemura. When a person would look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he would recognize all the things that Hashem did for us in this world, he would want to be connected to Him. Lebilti yishabo mechitza mafsekes, that there shouldn't be any separation beino ubein aruchanim, right, between Him and the spiritual beings. For you must not dave lavodas borei, b'chol levovo, b'chol nafsho, b'chol ma'odo, b'kitzei elyon shebavoda. The extreme that he could do in avoda. For you may be oloso b'beis hamigdash bazara. He'd bring the korban, watch. Umoda, he would give. Hodo. Mishabeach, praise. Labore al rov rachma v'chazdov hashayigdu lasus amo imo tomid me'odo adayom hazeh. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu did so much for him from the moment he was born till today. Asher boro v'yitzor b'chochma niflo, created him with tremendous chochma, v'kimu b'me'imo, and he kept him alive in the womb, in the stomach of his mother, Adelaide, and how he fed him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took care of him in there. V'ashem litu v'otziu chai, and how he came out living, which is from the biggest dangers a person goes through, is when he changes from inside as he goes through the canal and comes out. V'chai mekever sosum tzar v'dochek, was pushed in to a narrow area, came out living. Mitzor revocho, me mitzor la revocho, who me afeilo le ora, the eche chilo mazon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu prepared to him food, le motze lo chelev, cholov, so he could have milk, miyache yonek misham, that he could nurse, v'nikri ashodayim, eich nechono betiku nochon kavi atzorech, it's unbelievable. Rabbi Avigdor used to speak about this. He said, think about it. When the child comes out, the child cannot drink milk. It's not ready for it. The body isn't ready. So the first few days, the mother's breasts produce sugar water. Then after a little while, it's now getting ready for it. So then all of a sudden, it changes to milk. It's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chokhma and how he runs the world, and he's there for out of his love for us. Lor chavim yosem midai v'lok tzarim midai. Right? And think about the breasts of the mother. They're not too long, they're not too short. He's able to nurse, he's not going to choke, he's not going to die. It's made in a beautiful way. And then slowly learned how to stand up. And slowly develop Deya, Bina, V'dibor. The Iluch becomes a Kufa, he stood up. More than all the other living beings, who they walk on four, and we walk on two. V'chacheyayu. How he kept them alive. Hitzliach ma'isav, hitzliach mekama v'kama moris ha'idei nisim v'niflos. Mehem geluyis and meforsim. Some of them are known. Mehem shalohikim v'lohigishbeh. Some we don't even recognize. K'moshom ha'chazal. Ein bal neismakim v'nisa. We don't recognize all the miracles that happened to us. V'chivsiklo kol tzarcho v'chispik. Hispiklo kol tzarcho v'chaleis v'chal shoh. How Hashem takes care of us. If we would live 1,000 years over a few times, like we say in Nishmas, and when all we're doing is so limited in relationship to what he does for us. You would break down and cry. You'd be in pain that you can't pay him back. And we would daven with all the kavana. I really should sacrifice myself. You don't want people to do that. You want us to live. The good thoughts, the good spirits, you accept as though I gave my being to you. I would do it. How much I owe you? When they would check it, he would see the shechita kilu atzmai, would say, it's like I'm being shechted. And then he would be overcome by the rachamim that he has to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'boche, b'dumos, b'tachas ha'rachmonos. And he would cry, and give praise. And that's what it should be. It's kilu, it's my dam. The nim karachma v'mod mishabeach. V'chein b'shot shemalichin osam mizbeach. V'chein zurika. He should feel his dam being sprinkled, and at the time of like zora, he should see himself being burned. V'chein kol dover dover roy kilu natsa. Nim karachma v'mod mishabeach maspalo kelisbar tachet zekavona adrikum b'machshav l'tarut zachavara. That's the way of carbon. This alone should get, this reading this, should get us pleasure to be in this utter that we should want to go back and have Karbanos again. This alone that we could be close, so close. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for Yad HaKadosh. Good. Okay, let's now go and see a few things about Baruch. Pleasure is coming. I have to prepare. Right?
Yes.
Can't just walk in and pour. Right? In your head. Okay. I was waiting. I set it up for you, and you took the bait. Kol Sifrei Tanach, Asidin Libotel Chutz Mimegilas Esther. Rambam. Perushim Shalodvarim. The explain is the following. Bishas, watch very carefully how he learns the Chumash. Bishas Kinyono Shal Yaakov as a Bechora Miyodo Shal Esav. When he bought the Bechora, it says, Michro Kayom as Bechoroscho Li. What in the world is that word Kayom doing there? Should have just said, Michro as Bechoroscho Li, sell me your Bechora. Rabbi Mimaparushim, and many have explained, Al Ateva Kayom. What is the word Kayom? Ki bepshuto Enshum Kisho Lateva Zoom, Bemishpudze. Vini Bazel, Laforish, Sateva. I want to explain this word. Kifi Atam Shanamagishimba, Bateva Zoom, Aksha Besudispur. I want to explain.
He's doing a Pshasmaiz at the
All this cutter is there. One time, he was in Etzisol, and he was in Etzisol. He was in Etzisol, and he was leaving to go back to New York. So he said a whole mimer before he left. And that's an unbelievable mimer. It's
yeah,
I was there. So he later he had charata. He said because it wasn't in the ruach. Masudas Purim. How could you say Torah for Purim, not Masuda? They have Charata on the plate. Not Charata on the Torah, but in the setting that it was. Okay. Hine Yaakov Oma Le'esov. Ad Ovoi El Adoini Seira. Devar Avelu Shel Yaakov Lo Niskayim Lolo. Never happened yet. He said, I'll meet you in Seir. He didn't beat him. Upishul chachamin, shemikivin sheyev sheyotzer dov v'botol mipiv shel Yaakov. Nothing goes wrong, Rashi says right there. Hare adarabba, devor malolu mispanshim besor achos hayomim. Yaakov means at the end of days. Hashe oz yovo Yaakov v'seir, like we say, v'olum oshim lishpot tzareisov. V'nimtza, he said it. Why? What would Esav come back and say to Yaakov? I sold you the Bechora. And what did you tell me, what? About meeting me in Seir, you told me?
You never met me.
You never met me? When is it? Lots of love? So the Bechora is also lots of love. Have a Kamai Shatam Avtiach Liakshav Akimu lots of love. Kamai Kei Mechiris HaBechora Shali Tiskayim Lachas HaYomim Kenegazer Boav Bota Betevis Kayom. So Yaakov wanted to take care of that problem. So he said, Michra Kayom Ez Bechoros Choli. Hagenuza Betor Chalukitz Bedvorav Shal Esav Mukhroch Meim Lisparesh Bimuven Shal Yoyim Azeh Vol Nat V'Achas Hayomim Kal Kein Dibura Shal Odom Mispar Shemeim Lefi Shorosho. They go according to what the Shorosh of the person is. Esav lives in this world. Yaakov lives in the Mochor. This world, what does it mean that when they went by, they fought? This one wanted Olam Hazeh, and this one wanted Olam Habah. So what's the problem? You take Alma's hand, you'll take Alma's book. What's the fight? There's no fight. No, the fight is, how do you deal with Olam Hazeh? Is Olam Hazeh for Olam Hazeh? Or is Olam Hazeh for Olam Habo? Yaakov said Olam Hazeh is for Olam Habo. Esav said Olam Hazeh is for Olam Hazeh. That's the fight. So Esav's whole idea is Olam Hazeh. Yaakov's whole idea, Olam Habo. Therefore, Yaakov's words are defined in Olam Habo. Esav's words, Olam Hazeh. So therefore, what did Yaakov come and tell him? It was Stam of Yaakov's statement, his loss of love. So therefore, Yaakov is what, Esav is what, Olam Hazeh, and it's what, this world. So Yaakov didn't want to take any chances. Now we're going to see. Let's go. And there's a very important thing. Loshen HaKosar B'Pashas HaMolek. Say, Hilochem ba'molek mochar anochi nitzav al rosh agiva. Look at that pasuk. You see, this pasuk is one of the rare psukim in Chumash that Chazal point out to us that the word mochar is not clear. Because the pasuk could read very simply, say, Elohim ba'molek mochar, you go out and fight on Molek tomorrow, or no chinitzav al rosh agiva, I'll be at the top. Or you could read it, say, Elohim ba'molek mochar, or no chinitzav al rosh agiva. And the word mochar is with a revi, so it stands alone. The mochar isn't clear. Now watch. So he says, because the machad could be explained, Shevchalolistum Chechas Lamala, Kamokin Efchashinim Chechas Lamato. Could go to the beginning of the posse, could go to the bottom. Mutte Kachom Ruchachomim, Shemacher Zehu Meotzen Amikros, Shein Lechreha. Now, why of all the places, in all of Chumash, should this word, Machar, which is in the middle of Amalek, be not clear? In Megillah Esther, the word Machar comes over and over again. She comes to see him, and she says to him, come to the party. He comes to the party. What does she say to him? Come, Machar. But what she said, Machar, she couldn't have said today. She could have said it today also. L'macha nikoru ha-melech. Kosav al zamaral, the zelmishum should call inyan mapaloso shel amolek is in machor, because Yaakov is machor. Yom, that's Esav, but to machor, that's Yaakov. Amolek is gone in the machor. V'chein wama b'shmuel, she kedover es amolek l'machoros. Mishum da yom hazeh is amolek. Mapaloso is machor. The nimtza, the mitzius shel amolek ba'ulam is bayim azer. Umafilu ha'achot shem mitzius ha'mocha. And amolek wants to darken the concept of mochar. Because in mochar, they don't have a place. So therefore, in the parsha of mochar, of amolek, the mochar is not clear. Because that's what they want to do. Umakivin shezeh no'egu ba'mitzius. That's what it is by the matzav of Torah. Moshe says to Yoshua, "Say lochem amolek," but the word machar is not clear because amolek doesn't want the machar to be clear. That what comes out of the words of Esther, what Esther is asking of the Rabbeinu Shalom is, please give me some of the koyach of machar now. Because with Machar, Amalek's gone. So she keeps referring to Machar. She doesn't need to say it tomorrow. She means the real Machar. In the Machar, I'll be able to take care of it. And therefore, Kibishach, Bixesto, Esof, Zioi, Mechis, Amalek, Bishuchanir. What did she say when she said, give me one more day? She, you, Gam Machar, K Kadas Hayom. Bring me some of that Mocharin to today. Mivnei Shebetzim B'tchum Hayom Hazeh Iyev Shalolam Apalotzer Shalmolik. Therefore, the only way Amalek's going to fall apart in this world is if you bring in a little bit of machor. Now you come to the words, why? Because Megillah Esther is Yemaisa Mashiach. That's the goal of machor. Shemekivin shekol kulo medesi Megillah bezu shal machor kedatsa yoyim memeila mufkesi makalich. A beetle, all the other Kisvei Kodesh, that could be gone. Because beetle is, that's the difference between Yom and Mochar. But Esther is the Mochar. Mochar Kadasri. Good? Clear?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Good. Let's go a little further now. This is Chazor. There's two things that we should get clear. Mit Inyan Yud Beis. Yeah? Yeah? What?
Yeah.
Got it? Gewaldig. Mitzvah Mishloach Mones Miyuchedes Hilo Yeshua de Purim Davka. What's there in Shalach Mones? It's a very strange thing. Shalach Mones. Niglo Nengalo No Hapam. Let's try and reveal Achas hati'imus, one of the tastes, sha'aleiv toyen, b'kiyim mitzvah zu, b'madreiz avodis ha'yoyim shalpur. The Maral, he says it over many times. The whole idea of Purim is loss of love. Everything in Purim is mamish, a taste of what loss of love is going to be. L'maisa, the day we walk on the street on Purim, there's a different feeling Purim than there is all year round. I always tell my wife, I wish I could bottle it. And 2 weeks later, open it up again and get the feel again. It's a tremendous feeling. So what would be, is that really the Ava and the Yedidus would want that we should all eat the Suda together. But it's not Shaykh. So what are we going to do? I'm going to send you a piece of Suda. You're going to send me a piece of Suda. So I'm going to have a piece of you at my Suda. You're going to have a piece of me at your Suda. So we're going to have the Achdus of together. That's what it's all about. And therefore, that's why the old minig, as we say over, is that you send a piece of Suda.
So Schlesinger quoted a Gemara, I think, in Gilah. The two Amoraim would eat the Suda together. And there would be Yotzei Shalchmonos. So yes, obvious Shaila. So if I come to your house and you give me to eat, so I understand, you were Yotzei Shalchmonos. But if I come to you and I eat your food at your house, how are you, he said that it's Mishloach Manos Ishrei, this is your point. Mishloach Manos Ishrei. So the idea is, what is the whole idea of Shalach Manos? The whole idea of Shalach Manos is to get to Ishrei. So they had Ishrei.
You may see, there's a shayla there in the Gemara. The Mishnah had a shayla. I had to learn the Gemara. Because the way Rashi learns is that one would send this year.
And next year,
so they all ask on Rashi. There's a Morgan Avraham and there's a whole discussion. Others learn that they were very poor and they only had enough for Suda or Shalach Manos. What'd they do?
They took
the Suda and send it to him, and he would send him his Suda, so he would be Yitzah with the Suda and Shalach Manos. That's a Shalach. But on Rashi is a big Shalach. Right, that's the Gemara. The next Gemara, right there, the next line of the Gemara.
Yeah.
The famous Gemara, we mentioned it last year. Rabbi Reb Zeira. Rabbi Reb Zeira, they had a Sudas Purim together. Ah! Azaz Sudas Purim. Come, Rabbi, Shochtel Reb Zeira. Shochtel. Next day, it was Mechaye Mesim. Right?
That's wrong.
Next year, Abba came to him and said, "Ach, last year you had such a geschmack, you'll see it together. Come again." What would you and I say? No way. No way. Rabbi didn't say that. Zera says, not every year do Nisim happen. But if I knew Nisim would happen, I would come. What's the pshat? Everybody works this Gemara. How do you say pshat in this Gemara? So Zev Hoberman, that's how used to say pshat, tremendous pshat. He said, Sukkis, we sit in the sukkah. Why do we sit in the sukkah? Because that's what happened. We came out of Mitzrayim. Everybody should make sukkahs, analim, sukkahs. But what we sat in? Pesach, we eat matzah. Why? Because on the way out, we had matzahs. What was Purim? So Chazal tell us that in Shemayim, they agreed with Haman. And really, for all practical purposes, we were dead. And through tshuva and the different tzemes, we were back alive. So that's really Tchiyas HaMeisim. So theoretically, if we would want to do like we do Sukkot and Pesach, what would you do? Be Mechayim HaMeisim, the person. So that's what he said to him. I would really come. But I don't know that you could do it every year. So therefore I can't come. But if I knew it, that's Purim, Mechayim HaMeisim. Good. Last week we spoke about Sidol Melech Goy. Right?
I remember.
Oh, yeah, Namakab. Not shy. I don't know how you could possibly go through the week and not to such a thought and Sidol Melech Goy and being in America, being drowning in the Golas. Drowning in the Golas. And you don't realize that it's because of Sidol Melech Goy. Every time I learn walk in the street, you think about Sidol Melech Goy. I'm not going to be there. That's right. What's the Kiddush? As we said, Sheyesh Kan Melech, because we said the four kings are the four Golas. And Sidol Melech Goyim is that Hashem made the last one, that he Sholeach Terunya, he sends the job to be done by all the different people. Lo Hashem Iro Medino Uma Protis Ela Goyim Bechlau. V'chazal piyashulonu shepashezu osekesi binyanim dar b'malchis. Right? V'sido melech goyim is Rome. Shemalchis harivis shesnagdusu yiso muvdelesi misnagdusin shesamalchis. What they do is different. Why? Because all the other malchis yiso was the malchis by itself. Bavel, Bavel, no one else. Yavon, Yavon, Avlis Sangducha, Rome, Lo Rak Leatzma, but it's Sholeches, Terunya, Lechol, Oumos. Lochain, Nikrasi Golosainu Zu, Shabonu Nusun, Beyoda Shomachas Revias. Sometimes it's Golos Rome, and sometimes it's Edom. We spoke about the Red Army. Shomiromi, as we see today in what they do. Mispasheta zi atunya shaledom lecholumus. Uberomi mizgala edom betur melech goyim beloshim rabim. But we explain there with the introduction to it. The introduction is in the Golas of Paras. What is Haman doing in Paras?
Right.
He doesn't belong there. But that's the introduction of Sidol Melech Goyim, because see that he's sending the job. Mm-hmm. Usually, till then, Amalek came and attacked straight out. For the first time, Amalek is behind in the guise of Achashverosh, getting Achashverosh's the whole setting to have the attack. It's the introduction, Sidol Melech Goyim. Gimel. Ubamedrash Rabbah, Isa, Shazikna Yisrael, Kishitztarchu, Linsol Rome, Loistadu Lutavis Yisrael, when they had to go, Hayulomdim Pashas Vayishlach. They would learn Vayishlach. Why? Mimnesha Pashas Vayishlach, Hihi Amaisov, Simulabonim, Shalis Askusim Edom. Because that's how you deal with them. You give a present to Esav. He shlucha. Right? When you give your friend a present, he maisa shall ava bereis. Kederach shomro anosei matana lechaveiro. Tzorach lodil, you have to tell him before. So it creates friendship. Achtus. B'chtel arbas ava. Ava minitzai alonu latzmeinu. Let's think about it. Odom animtze between this b'matza shalach reichiyas, a man who always has to send matonis lisono kedei lachnit lo. You send him the Xmas present. You really want to be the guy's best friend? Why do you send the guy an Xmas present? Because you got to do business with him. So you want to flatter him and be nice to him. Should want to have what to do with you. Do you really mean Ava? Do you mean Reyes? No. So that means that what you sent, this present, wasn't 100%. That's the problem of a liar. Even when he says the truth, you don't listen to him because you don't know which one it is. In the Mahalach of Sheker, Shov, Afilu Kisholechech Matonis, so you did this MS, Ain Shomin Lo. Shekane Eitzel Odom Azeh, the Shiluach of the Matona is not Ava. Akane also Matzav, Shabo Sholech Mahalach. Umin Choleisa, Hare Malach Azeh is not Av. Ay, but Purim. Purim's lost love. To Yom Avdin Kocha Shal Edom. Edom's gone. Memela in Tzorchel and Tzol Arom. We're not going back to Rome anymore. Memela, we don't read Pashas Vayishlach in a way to figure out what to do with them. We don't give those presents. Those gone. We're not flattering anybody. For Achtus. Now what stands there? Only MS of a Minchali. Because that's loss of love. No more Esav, no more dealing with them. It's Kulei loss. The whole day is mamish, so high level. And that's the problem, is there are too many people that they run around like Mishugoyim. That's not Purim. They didn't prepare for Purim. They don't know what Purim is all about. If you don't sit and think about Purim and prepare for Purim, man, they'll lose it. Run around like Mishugoyim. They think that Purim is that whatever you can't do during the year, Purim you can do it. That's garnished. It's not even Amor, it's Bur. It's garnished. It's such high level Purim. Purim needs a lot of achona. It's mamish haster. It's nister, as we spoke about last week. That's the whole thing. Okay. Inyan Rikudin. What's the Inyan of dancing? I'm putting big in. Svarim bring it all over the place to dance. So what is it? By Yishlach Yisrael, as Yemino, when they came, when Yosef brought the Ephraim and Menashe, so he said, put his right hand. By Yoshes al Rosh Ephraim, who at Soir, he's the younger one. Vesmolo al Rosh Menashe, Sikel es Yodo. He switched their hands. Had Gosha because of Zehi, only his hands, below Raglo. Wouldn't it be much easier? Move Ephraim to the right, Menashe to the left, and leave it that way. Why does he have to keep them there? Switch his hands. Yalo Yochel Yaakov La'amidus Ephraim Lemino Gamre, Ves Menashe L'smolo Gamre. V'lozeh boy ad Gosha, Ki ha'mechuvin hi l'sikel es Yodov. V'yilu eitzel l'ragom, but by the feet, he shares a matzav k'moshoyah. He left it the way it was. The bechor belongs on the right, and the young one belongs on the left. Why is Ephraim better? Shebayotza mimenu Yoshua. And what's special about Yoshua? Shehoyorishon lihilochem ba'amolek. Because of Shomer Ramban, Shemashosu Yoshua imomviroshono, who yase ito Moshiach ben Yosef Achrono. V'chol zeh kolulu b'tshuvus Yaakov liYosef, shedav kezaro shel Ephraim yimolagon. V'inei begufo shel Yaakov, in the body, lo yoya yocho saro shel Esav lingoa. The sar of Esav, when they fought, couldn't get him. But he did get him in the sciatic nerve. And therefore, Yaakov limped. So in the feet, Esav had an effect on Yaakov. In the rest of the body, he couldn't touch him. Barak is kaf yerechov hezes. V'nimtza, the baraglov shel Yaakov, there you're going to see the koach of Amalek. Whereas Eino Nikishom Kajivotum Malos of Ephraim. So then in the feet, you don't see the advantage of Ephraim. Rak Piyodav Shil Yaakov, Shema Nofim Yotzim Egufo, the body, the hands, there we see Yaakov wasn't touched. That's the only place where Yochlo. Lachem B'mokov Yodav Shil Yaakov, Omeidu Ephraim Yamin, Sinkelis Yodav. Good? That's only till the pasuk says, "Vayavo Yaakov Sholem." Yaakov comes complete. And what does Rashi say? Lost in love for what's going to be Sholem begufo, Sholem b'mamono, Sholem b'taraso. So in the body, he's going to be healed. That means there's no more limp. Now the complete body sees the advantage of Ephraim. The Menashe, because the mispashti askolazu tocharagon. Now you'll see it in the feet. Vechar man, somebody even brought in a pasuk. Good. Skip down. The zuat himu miyuchadish on atonement berikudim. Rikudim of Purim is because a man who limps can't dance. But on Purim, no limp. No limp. Oh, now you can dance. Because Purim's lost a love. Ayyava Yaakov Sholim. Sholim begufo. The limb's gone. The limb's gone. Now you can dance.
So why do we dance by, according to this Mahalov, so why do we dance by Kiddush Lamar?
No, that's because of the Yitzchadish. That's how many learn because of the Yitzchadish. Lost a love is going to be Yitzchadish somewhere. I just wanted to show you a small piece. I didn't do it. Just so you should get a little of a feel. How he used to say it in Yiddish. Wouldn't want you to go and say it. Didn't give you a feel of what it's like.
No, I'm going to find out on Purim.
Yeah,
the rest from the source.
Kama mol. This is in Yiddish, so we'll translate everything. Don't worry. Kama mol. Many times. Geret, we spoke. As with the mitzvahs from the Chias Molech, for the mitzvah of the wipe out of Amolech, Zok the Torah Eidos, the Torah says, witness, if the Bahaltan Yerushimayim, the hidden Yerushimayim, from Yed the Yid, every Jew's hidden Yerushimayim. Varum, why? The Baltes state in Chumash, says in Chumash. Dem toa adetam for mechias amolik v'lo yor elikim. That since you have molik wasn't for yor elikim, therefore what he was able to attack. Hastas doch. So then what it means is azich meg im meicha zayin. How can I can be meicha? Val it is a lo yor elikim. Why can I go against him? Because he's lo yor elikim. The only way I could go against him is doch muchrach, it's obvious, as mit mir, is when zicha, by me, you know for sure, as ich bin ya, a yor elikim. I have to be for sure yor elikim. Yisi is doch nicht kontig, as mir, as ich bin. But it's not obvious on me that I'm a Yor Elikim. Is al korchach as his lito on edis of a behalten Yerushalayim. Must be that the Yerushalayim is deep inside in every Jew. Because if you can't see it, and yet the Torah is telling us we can fight, must be it's all the way inside. The Inyan from them, what's this idea? Is the greste soides von Malchus, the biggest secrets of every kingdom, licked in them alt, lays in the place, was Malchus halt die Keuches von Minetzeach sein dem Soine, where the kingdom holds that how they're going to win over their enemies. The Americanum am Shola, in America, hot nicht kein greste Ort doesn't have any bigger place from Soides wie the Pentagon. In the Pentagon is all the deep secrets of how to run all the attacks. The Pentagon is the Ort was von dort darfen kommen die Keuches von Azeh Keuf Seine. That's where the Koach to come against the enemies comes from the Pentagon. The greste Ginze Amelech. The biggest hiding secrets from Malkus Shalaylam of the Rabbeinu Shalaylam, Likdot, Vun Mendav, Hobin Mitzanzeach, Tzuzdain Ma'amalek. Yeah, it's all hidden in the secrets how to win over Amalek. Und derfar muss Mechias Amalek sein an Edis of men behalten in Yerushalayim. The fact that the Rabbeinu Shalaylam tells you go fight Amalek must be that is a hidden Yirat Shamayim deep inside, like the hidden secrets. Meine behalten et Yirat Shamayim, my Yirat Shamayim, is the Ginze HaMelech, is in the, that's the hidden place that the Melech, Malchus Shalaylam, taf mentake machen an unstell von der offene Yirat Shamayim. So, garnish zayin kenig, adelo yoda. That's the adelo yoda. Because what happens when adelo yoda happens?
Comes out.
The hidden secrets, nichnas yayin, yatsasoid. So the inside secrets of the Pentagon come out. The inside Yerushalayim comes out. That's Purim.
What's Anshel?
Set it up. That's the Yerushalayim.
Thank you.
He says, yeah, because they are the Loyada. So bring the voice. Okay. Next week, we need sure, we have to go learn Posh and Megillah. Now that we know what Mocha means, now that we understand a few other Zachar and Megillah, now we can learn Megillah. Listen to the Megillah. The Megillah says, we're told by Chazal that every time it says the word HaMelech, it's talking about Malchus Shalom, right? The king of the world. So the Pasuk says that they had to go 6 months in Shemen Amor and 6 months in the perfumes. Bazeh bo el HaMelech, says the Groh. What is the Pasuk telling you? Every year we come to Rabbeinu Shalom and ask him for Mechila Hashanah Yom Kippur. So you know what Rabbeinu Shalom says? 6 months you're going to do tshuva. 6 months you'll do Maisim Toivim. Now we can come to the king and ask for tshuva. Because he did those 6 months of tshuva and 6 months of Maisim Toivim. Ubazeh Boel HaMelech. Now you can come to the king on Yom Kippur. Hey, Purim, Mamish Los Lava, it's all hidden. Haste, haste. And the Ralph Mishulayim. What do they know? Rashad. Purim. The Ava, the Yedidus from the Purim. It's cotton candy. It's cotton candy. It's a garbage. It's Yedidus. Sammy, what do you say?
Second.
Yeah?
It's Yedidus. Ooh.
It's Yedidus.
And what?
Again?
I wonder how long
it's Achdus. It's Yedidus. Versteht sich?
I understand. No.
Okay. Take care of it.
That's how Yedidus.
Take care of it.
What is the idea of the ambiguity of the machar by the Milchemes Amalek? Does it refer to, how does it relate, you know, in other words, where does machar refer to
what's the problem, Doc?
Why is he bringing in the fact that the machar there could refer either Lamala or Lamata?
Chazal say that.
I understand.
So, why? How come the machar is not clear? Of all the places in all of Torah, the word machar shouldn't be clear in Amalek. What's up, Shah? Because in machar, Amalek's gone. So Amalek will do whatever they can to not let the machar be clear. So say Yilochim Amalek, in the fight of Amalek, machar's not clear. When she's talking about machar, she's bringing in the machar, because in machar, Amalek's gone. So she says, Mocha Kayoim. I want to use the Mocha in today. Good? That's why the Mocha is not here, and that's what is over here.
Very tough.